Accession number 32586, Reel 4.
My first husband's family lost their oldest son, so, you know, that wasn't unusual. It was, you know, lots of that around. And you had to make it all back into a workable system. Hard to know. What are people going to do? Are they going to be buying housing? Are they going to buy cars? Are they going to divorce? Are they going to, you know, what? It was interesting. But pretty scary, too.
How had you regarded the Germans during the war?
I hated their guts. They were not nice to me. What they did to my brother, as we, my number two boy won a newspaper award for a story on that. I found in a book a story that seemed to involve my brother. And so I called Lee at his desk in New York and said, "You've got to track this for me." And he did. He really worked hard on it. And he found out that the Germans had taken a whole group of troops that they had surrounded and captured, and shut them in a barn and shot them one by one. And he had this whole story. It was amazing that he got it. And why am I telling you this one? I forget what your question was.
I was asking what your attitude to the Germans had been.
Oh, so that was post-war, of course. At the time, I've never been in Germany. As a kid, I never was. I never knew any German families, so I didn't have much pre-opinion on them. I thought they were ugly people by nature. I don't know if it's accurate, you know. But the things they did during the bombing of London were appalling. The way they treated troops, the way they were known to gun down a guy who was parachuting in an episode at Hornchurch. Made me think they are bad. They are really bad. And they're not going to change, and it's who they are. So that was it. I made my mind up in a probably unfair way, but that's what I thought.
Has that changed over time?
No. I don't think that'll ever change. And I have to shut up about it because it's kind of tempting if someone says, "Oh, I'm going to Germany." I feel like saying, "Oh, yuck." So I just don't do that if I can remember.
And ironically, she married a German.
I married a German. My mother had a fit. This is this poor pilot. And he was a nice guy, and we had a lot of fun, and then he went off to China with General Chenault, and they wrote a couple of books, and he was a newspaper man. My father thought he was wonderful, and he was so afraid I would let him go, you know. But my mother didn't feel quite the same, so we married when he came back from China. He was making a movie on Chenault, and he arrived back with a cameraman, and we got married. Bingo. It took like 10 minutes, you know. My mother had a fit. Of course, I didn't tell her till after it was over. I got this fire and brimstone letter saying, "How could you do such a terrible thing? You are no daughter of mine." You know, I thought, "Oh, whoopee!" You know. But he was a very nice fellow. Oddly enough, must have been something there. Maybe he had some English blood, do you think? Oh dear.
And looking back now, how do you regard the war as a whole then?
Whether it was a good idea, you mean?
Yes, and also?
I think it was necessary and hard work. I think it was a way for a lot of countries to pull together, and I think that feeling kind of lasted. I mean, you look at America and England, they weren't all that crazy about each other, with good reason, you know, on both sides. And now they were politically close and on the same team, you might say. I think it it had its good side, and that's the only good side I can think of.
What about the significance to your own life?
My own life? Well, it never quit. It was a yo-yo one way and then swinging back another. You learn to swallow what you got, you know. You learn to take the bad stuff. That was a tough little lesson, but stood you in good stead. But you were, one was so surrounded with bad luck and people that were worse than you that you had to kind of shut up, you know, and keep busy. I wouldn't have been anywhere except in the middle of it. I think that was a privilege, which I still look back on and think I'm glad I did that. That was really helped me stop being quite such a silly kid, you know. It was a good thing for me to learn to accept the bad stuff and take what you get. I don't think we're through with having wars. I mean, America's engaged in two of them now. It's not a very good game because there's too many losers, but I guess that has to, it has to be. I'm very tempted to ask you what you think of it.